They really need a family.
After watching this YouTube video about a family in her Harriman neighborhood who was planning to adopt a 12-year-old from China with spina bifida, Chrissy Prost felt prompted to celebrate the newest member of her neighborhood by donating some items that might be useful to a child with special needs.
Help them make some accommodations for a wheelchair and some of the special needs that they have.
Got to move, 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 move. Don't have space enough to groove, 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 groove. Need some room for two more chairs, 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 chairs. Wish that we knew some millionaires, heirs, heirs, heirs.
Over the years, Chrissy has watched as the Green family would come and go from their home just down the street. She saw them at church and wondered how a family with eight children could be so happy living in such limited space. Chrissy had an idea, a wonderful, marvelous, overwhelming idea. The Green family needed a new home, one large enough to maneuver a wheelchair through.
You know, most of us are housewives, or, you know, we've never done anything like this. And the idea sprouted that let's have a 5,000-piece puzzle of the Green family, and people can purchase a piece of the puzzle. That puzzle piece will go towards this big 5,000-piece puzzle. We'll put it together, and then we will have everybody's names that have donated that will go around this finished puzzle, and we'll frame it, and it will hang in their new family room.
On Friday, the Green family will introduce Callie Rose to Santa and friends and neighbors at their home in Harriman. And then they will begin the paperwork to adopt Connor Allen, also from China, who was born blind. And when he arrives, this will be the eighth child from China with a special circumstance that the Green family has brought into their home.
Well, they've got Gracie, who is 14. She has extensive heart conditions. She's had several open heart surgeries. And then there's Xander, and he has what's called Cloves syndrome. Tumorous tissues grow, like, on his legs. And then there's Sweet Sophie, and she's 4, actually, and she was born without arms. And then they've got Lexi, who was blind. Also Ellie, who was blind, and she's also been diagnosed with severe autism.
With the expected financial donations, the group will piece together a plan that right now already includes an architect and contractor who have begun work on plans for the new home that they hope will be ready for the Green family in time for the 2014 Parade of Homes, where the public can walk through the home and view the framed family photo puzzle hanging on a wall.
We're gonna bring these kids into our life.
If you would like to learn more about the Puzzle Them Home project or watch the Green family's YouTube video, you can go to our website at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.